Hello again, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRusso. We've got a lot of show for you today. We've got news about the Boston Calling Festival and some lineup changes announced last week. We will pay tribute to the late, great Marvin Lee Adey, better known as Meatloaf, or just Meat to his friends. We've got new music from a 90s superstar who's got a new band, and of course, Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder, and the best rock from all eras, right here, 91.5 WMFO.
Drive. with holy jeans, dirty hair and titty rings. Say what you see, man, we got these questions. Is it true that you've sold your soul? I say, hey, man, I don't know, let me a quarter, won't you? I'll call my accountant. Let's get out this, get on with it. If you want to change the world, shut your mouth. Come around the judge and stone, yeah. All we're trying to do is make a fortune. Yeah, we ain't got no government loans, and no one sends a check from home. We'll get this, we're just doing what we wanna. So let's get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth. Well, the guitar player's staying out in Hollywood and saying he's just trying to get some sleep. But everyone's complaining, are you truly, deeply cynical? Cause boy, you know I loved you so when no one knew your name and you were pompous. Still out. Let's get off this, get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth and start this minute. Get off this.
That is a band called Cracker. They are from Bakersfield, California, and the song is Get Off This. And at top of the hour, we heard Bruce Springsteen from Darkness on the Edge of Town and The Promised Land here on WMFO on Rock of Ages. Good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. Thank you for listening and starting your week with me again today. You can listen to the show on the air on 91.5 FM, but also on demand. And apparently last week there were some technical problems that prevented the on-demand stream from streaming. And I appreciate that. I got a lot of texts and phone calls from folks. So I guess the number of folks who do listen kind of on a delayed basis sometime during the week is quite high. So I thank you for doing that. And of course, we got all the technical things straightened out and everything went back to normal. And hopefully you got to enjoy last week's show. Well, there's a lot going on in the world of rock music. The Boston Calling Festival made an announcement last week. Rage Against the Machine announced that they've postponed the start of their latest tour, and they've canceled all their dates from March 31st through May 23rd. And Unfortunately, that includes their booking at Boston Calling. They were scheduled to headline along with the Foo Fighters on Memorial Day weekend, and apparently it is the tour organizers who dropped them from the bill. The promoters have issued a new lineup now with new headliners. The Foo Fighters are still scheduled to appear. Also headlining will be The Strokes and Metallica. And also, of course, dozens and dozens of good bands. So if you bought tickets hoping to see Rage, they will not be appearing. But it looks like a pretty solid lineup for Boston Calling anyway on Memorial Day weekend. Later in the show, we will be paying tribute to Meatloaf. But first, let's get to Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown, my friend and music connoisseur, picks out songs every week that he recommends that we listen to. And let's hear what Phil's pick is for this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is By My Side by J.J. Gray and Mofro. J.J. Gray is a band based out of Florida. Their music is a blend of blues, funk, soul, and rock. All songs are written by J.J. Gray and reflect the region where he grew up in and around Jacksonville, Florida. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
There's a time and a place for everything. Hear these fools, I'll tell you who you are. But you don't hear a doggone thing. Maybe that's why I love you. Maybe that's how I feel your pain. Cause we both falling down, and there ain't nobody to blame.
Wow.
Leave it to Bare Naked Ladies to come up with a light and breezy song about the horrors of domestic violence. That is The Old Apartment. And before that, we heard Phil's pick for today, By My Side, by the band J.J. Gray and Mofro, here on Rock of Ages, on WMFO. Well, we are all reeling from the news of the death of the artist known as Meatloaf last week at the age of 74. And I'd like to talk a little bit about his life and career and maybe listen to a couple of songs. And I wanted to start with a personal story today. I had the opportunity to spend an evening with him back when I worked in radio full time. My station did an annual fundraising event for Billy Joel's charity Begins at Home, where two of our DJs stayed on the air for 102 straight hours. And we had a lot of special guests come in from the music world, athletes, and all kinds of celebrities. And one year, Meatloaf joined us. When he arrived at the station, the first thing I noticed is that he was a big guy, very physically imposing. But when I greeted him and ushered him in, he was very, very quiet and shy, almost meek. He barely spoke above a whisper. And so I sat him down, and he sat quietly by himself, and I was thinking, well, this interview is going to stink, because this guy has no personality. So it was his turn, and I brought him into the studio during a commercial break, and he sat down, said a very polite hello to our DJs, quietly put his headphones on, and then, when the red light went on, bam, his personality exploded all over the studio. He was loud, animated, funny, larger than life. He was so much fun on the air, he stayed on probably three times longer than we planned. Afterwards, he took pictures with everybody who asked, he signed autographs, joked around with the staff. He couldn't have been more on. And he was an actor, and I remember thinking at the time, this guy could play Babe Ruth in a movie. He had that kind of big personality. And it always stuck with me that he was a really interesting, complex guy. He was a performer in the truest sense, because there was the performer, and then I think there was the guy. And that was kind of an interesting dynamic in his personality. He had a very active acting career, but of course is best known for Bat Out of Hell, the epic concept album that propelled him to stardom in the 1970s. Let's listen to one now. This is Meatloaf from Bat Out of Hell on Rock of Ages.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Oh, well, you're home.
One of my favorites from Bat Out of Hell, that is, You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth by Meatloaf. We're paying tribute this segment to Meatloaf, who died last week at the age of 74. So let's talk a little bit about his career. He was performing in a play in New York called More Than You Deserve when he met Jim Steinman, and they toured together with the National Lampoon Road Show. Meat was actually John Belushi's understudy. And during downtimes, they worked together on songs. And then the collaboration hit pause when Meat was cast in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. According to his biography, it took over 2 years of rejections before a record company finally picked up Bat Out of Hell, and the rest is history. The album is one of the greatest selling of all time. It went platinum 14 times over. The critics, of course, did not embrace it. The original Rolling Stone review said, quote, "Meatloaf has an outstanding voice, but his phrasing is way too stage-struck to make the album's pretensions to comic book street life real. He needs a little less West Side Story and a little more Bruce Springsteen." The years after Bat Out of Hell were not kind to Meatloaf. For one, he lost his voice, and now that I think about it, that's when I met him, and he may have been trying to preserve his voice before he got on the air, and maybe that explains why he was so quiet before he went on the air in our studio. He had legal problems, and his follow-up records did not sell, and he wound up declaring bankruptcy at one point. But he never stopped touring, and then a miracle took place in 1993 when he reteamed with Steinman to record Bat Out of Hell 2, Back in Hell. It is really one of the most stunning comebacks in rock history. The album went on to sell an astounding 14 million copies, thanks in large part to the hit single I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, which actually turned out to be the biggest hit of his career. The album hit number one, and he won the Grammy for Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance. So we will conclude our Meatloaf tribute by playing that song here on Rock of Ages. I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That.
Some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of
sex and drums and rock and roll.
And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only, one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your dreams.
Unmistakable style of Meatloaf from his comeback album Bat Out of Hell 2. And for years, people asked him in interviews, what is it that he wouldn't do for love? He never answered the question, so we'll just have to speculate, I guess, going forward. And that concludes our tribute to Meatloaf, who died last week at the age of 74 here on Rock of Ages. You know, what is it with all the celebrity deaths lately? We have had our share of tributes for album rock radio artists over the last few weeks. And it occurred to me that this is a format that is grounded in the 1970s through the 1990s. And so guess what? It's only going to get worse. And I wonder, how should we handle them? I don't want this to turn into like a weekly tribute for some, you know, dead rock artist. So I'm going to have to think about that. I don't want to keep having to do these tributes, but it may just be an inevitable part of honoring the album rock radio format. We'll have to see. But for now, let's shake it off and let's look forward to the future and play some new music. Eddie Vedder has released a new song. It's called Brother the Cloud. It's the third single from his upcoming solo album called Earthling, which will drop on February 11th. He'll have collaborations in that album with Stevie Wonder and Ringo Starr and Elton John. And next month, he's heading out on tour to support this album, along with his new band, which is called The Earthlings. And that includes members from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jane's Addiction, and others. So that tour will kick off on February 3rd at the Beacon Theater in New York, and it will wrap up February 22nd in Seattle. This is new from Eddie Vedder. It's called Brother the Cloud on Rock of Ages.
Now my
That's Roxy Music, Over You. And we heard the new one from Eddie Vedder called Brother the Cloud. Roxy Music, of course, a British band. And I was all set to do a feature this week on the second British invasion of the 1980s. The first one being, of course, in the mid-60s. But I'll probably do it next week. I decided to shelve it once we did the Meatloaf tribute. But next week we'll probably do that one. And I look forward to that. This Week in Rock History features one of the most infamous incidents in rock history. Last week was the 40th anniversary of the Ozzy Osbourne bites the head off a live bat incident. It happened at the Des Moines Auditorium in Iowa. During that time when he was touring, Ozzy developed a ritual where he would pummel the audience with raw meat, and they would chuck back whatever they could sneak into the arena. That night, somebody threw a live bat. He thought it was rubber, so he put it in his mouth, and he bit. And as blood filled his mouth, he realized he had made a horrible mistake. He went to the hospital for the full rabies treatment and cemented his place as rock's resident madman. Well, this is Ron LaRusso waking up with you on a Monday morning here on Rock of Ages. Thank you for joining me. We do this every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. And one of our regular features is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and we've got that coming up right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at eji.org.
Today's One Hit Wonder features 10 Years After. They are a British blues rock band that was popular in the late 60s and early 70s, led by lead singer Alvin Lee. They had a nice run of hits in Britain during that time and toured the United States, including playing at Woodstock. But they managed to penetrate album rock radio in the U.S. just once with this hit. This is I'd Love to Change the World from 10 Years After on Rock of Ages. The Counting Crows, with a song title designed to drive English teachers everywhere crazy. It's called She Don't Want Nobody Near. And we also heard Alvin Lee and 10 Years After, this week's one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and I'd Love to Change the World. You're listening to Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, rock and new wave of the 80s, alt-rock from the 90s, and pop rock from the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up with was still around today. As we wind down today's show, we've got time for another song, maybe two. This is Joe Jackson, Rock of Ages.
Dressing.
Well, that's all for this week's edition of Rock of Ages. Hope you enjoyed the show. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be back again next week and every week, Monday mornings at 8 o'clock right here at 91.5 WMFO. So until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I am B.B. King. On radio station 91.5.